Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. HSBC today says that China's manufacturing shrank slightly last month, adding to signs of an uncertain recovery in the world's second largest economy. HSBC's monthly purchasing managers index fell to 49.2 in May. That's down from 50.4 in April. Readings below 50 indicate a contraction. It's the first time that the index has fallen below 50 since October. The report suggests that China's economy is losing some economic recovery momentum. Also this morning, the International Grains Council has raised its forecast for corn and wheat crops based on better yields in the EU and Soviet Union. The IGC expects 682 million metric tons of wheat to be harvested. That's 4% more than last season and 2 million metric tons more than the organization estimated last month. It pegs the 2013-14 corn crop and 945 million tons, up 10% from last season, and 6 million tons more than last month's forecast. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 15,167. It's up almost 52 points. The NASDAQ 3449 is down 6 1/3, and the S&P 500 is 1631. It is up just about 1 point. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Rain finally wound down across a big part of the Midwest over the course of the weekend, ending a prolonged period of rainy weather. But it's not over completely because we are going to see more precipitation develop as we go through this week. Rain totals during the period from Friday through this morning ranged anywhere from 1 to around 3.5 inches, and that occurred from parts of Missouri into portions of Ohio primarily. Lighter rains occurred to the north. We did see a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to around 0.4 inches occur most often. Some 3/4 inch totals occurred in parts of Michigan, and more than 1 inch fell in portions of southeastern sections of Minnesota and the immediate neighboring areas of both Iowa and Wisconsin. Well, the forecast is for these areas in the Midwest to see more rain later this week. But first, a cool high-pressure system settled into the region overnight last night, creating some frost and freeze conditions across a part of the upper Midwest once again. Most of the temperatures were above freezing, but we did see frost in quite a few locations. Might have burned back some new vegetative growth and development. The forecast does bring back rain to the western Corn Belt later tonight and tomorrow. We'll expect this precipitation to first focus in on Nebraska and parts northward into the Dakotas. But as we move into the day Tuesday, rain will likely occur from Missouri to Minnesota and parts of Wisconsin before further moving eastward across the rest of the Midwest late tomorrow and into Wednesday. The precipitation coming up this week is not going to be as heavy as that which occurred last week, but it is still additional moisture. The biggest problem we've had over the course of the weekend is that even though drier weather evolved, temperatures were much cooler than usual, with afternoon highs running in the 50s and 60s across the upper Midwest and 60s and some lower 70s in the rest of the Midwest. These temperatures were just not quite warm enough to take some of the excessive amounts of moisture out of the Midwest, and it will take a little bit more drying before fieldwork can become aggressive again. Unfortunately, the rain event coming up this week will be back in place before there's enough drying to really get aggressive in the fields. And by the time we're done with this week's precipitation, which will run from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 3/4 inch, except in the northwestern Corn Belt, where some totals over an inch will occur. But that is too much moisture. It puts back all of the moisture that was evaporated away over the course of the weekend and leaves many of these unplanted soybean fields still unplanted, with very little prospects of getting into the fields in a significant manner. Temperatures over these next few days will rebound a little bit. We'll expect to see the high temperatures getting back into the 70s across a big part of the region with some lower 80s across the south. Now, we will see that evolve as we get into the second half of this week. In the meantime, 60 and 70 degree readings will be common across many areas here today. We'll look for low temperatures at night, not quite as cold as this morning, but we'll likely see some upper 30s occurring across the Great Lakes region, while the rest of the Midwest sees 40s and some 50s. As we get into the end of the week and during the weekend, we'll probably see a little bit of a further warming trend take place ahead of the next storm system, which is due into the region as early as Saturday and will continue into the first part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. In Kansas City, July wheat, 7.55 up 4. July wheat in Chicago, 7.09 and 3 quarters up 4 and a quarter. July corn, 6.62 and 3 quarters up 3 quarters. September, 5.99 up 1 and 3 quarters. December, 5.70 and 3 quarters up 3 and a half. July soybeans, 15.36 and 3 quarters up 26 and 3 quarters. September, 13.70 and a half, up 23 and a quarter. November, 13.25 and a quarter, up 21. July soybean meal, 4.56, up 8.80. July soybean oil, 48.64, up 26. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis. He is with MITCO in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, sir, for asking. Sunny day today. Could use some sun. Got to dry up some ground. At least traders seem to think so because they're probably thinking, man, it's too wet and planting is slowing.
Yeah, I think western and southern Illinois obviously saw some heavy rains again late last week and into the weekend, so a lot of water setting around. Looks like trying to trend a little bit on the drier side. I know there'll be some pockets of rain again here mid this week and first and next week. Temperatures look to be decent here in the mid-70s and some sunshine, which is what we haven't seen a lot of lately. So hopefully we're starting to better the pattern a little bit, but it's going to be a while before some of those areas are going to get back in the field, and I think that's what crops are trading here today, especially the bean side, with anticipation that some areas might not get back in the field till mid-June, and then you talk about some yield concerns at that point, and then we'll see where we go from there, but that's kind of fueling the fire here this morning a little bit, Dave.
And on the technical front, your November soybeans, 1326, sitting on essentially the 62% Fibonacci retracement from the September highs last year to the April lows. That usually is a pretty tough spot. The 62, 38 is also. We blast through that this week. Could you make a case for north of 1350?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to continue to see some weather issues to continue to drive these prices up. I think my feeling would be just enough a return to a little more normal weather pattern. We're going to run into some resistance up at these levels and back off the highs a little bit already this morning. So we'll be kind of interesting to watch, and then we'll take a look at the crop progress numbers this morning. That probably dictates the trade tonight and early tomorrow. And then as we move through the week, we'll get a little more discussion at the USDA report next week, but probably be a little careful after a strong day here today, Dave.
We also probably get crop conditions for corn today, don't we?
We will. We are past the 50% emergence levels, so we will get some crop condition numbers. We'll update planting progress on corn and beans. Not expecting much of the needle to be moved on corn planting progress. I think bean planting progress up around 60% is what they expect, and probably somewhere in that 55 to 60% level on good to excellent ratings on corn, Dave.
I think with that potential loss of 3 million acres of corn, it seems where the trade is now comfortable talking about a 3 million acre loss from USDA's 97.3 million acre estimate, that probably it'll keep the market underpinned at least until the end of June when we see that report and get the acreage numbers out, because no one's going to know how much was planted, was going to be taken for the protective plant.
Yeah, I think there'll be some question marks here as we move through this month, which, you know, we talk about less corn acres, which probably makes the bean rally today just a little more head-scratcher here this morning, because most likely quite a few of those acres are going to end up in beans at some point here this morning. So probably builds the case that we could see some resistance up here on new crop beans here if we continue this rally a little bit.
Thank you much, Aaron.
Have a good day, Dave. Bye.
Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Current tick, July corn, 663 and a quarter, up 1 1/4. December, 571 and a quarter, up 4. July soybeans, 1537 and a quarter, up 27 and a quarter. And November at 1325 and a half, up 21 and a quarter. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.